It is Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Corgle, and today I'm joined with Imani Brooks from United Against Poverty, Josh Osborne, Communications Director with Guys with Ties, and Ryan Rapolti, President for Guys with Ties Philanthropy. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, yes. Thanks.
So first, Ryan, go ahead and tell us a little bit about Guys with Ties and what you guys do.
Yeah, thanks for having us again, Susie. And Guys with Ties is a philanthropy organization here in Orlando, Florida. Been around since 2005, so next year will be our big 15th anniversary. That's kind of a cool number, right?
Yeah.
And in those years, we throw parties for a purpose. We choose different local nonprofits to benefit from our fundraising efforts. So we throw fun-themed parties with a different, unique local nonprofit, getting all of the funds each time. And this time, the event we're going to talk about later today is United Against Poverty. And it's just a group of guys that have professions by day, wear ties in the community, you know, as their wardrobe, but have ties and connections in the community into the evening, you know.
I hear about that before?
Yeah.
Like that, double that's a play meaning. On words, yeah.
So, you know, it is a group of us that have professions. It was started by a bunch of lawyers, and now we're very diverse. We have sales reps, executives, entrepreneurs, teachers on our board of directors, and it's just guys that like to give back.
Yeah. Definitely. So you decided to partner with United Against Poverty this time. Imani, tell us about United Against Poverty.
So United Against Poverty is a nonprofit organization in the local downtown Orlando area, right off of Michigan and Orange Ave. And we focus on food insecurity, job placement programs, and even more so like mentorship and really helping, like focusing on the mental health aspect. And we do that by three programs mainly, which is our Life Enrichment Center, our Member Share Marketplace, and our STEP program, Success Training and Employment Program. And we serve about 500 families a day, and we have over 33,000 members right now at this time. And a lot of our members come through the building first off because they actually are income qualified, so they earn at or below 200% of the poverty level. So what that looks like is a family of four earning about $49,000 or less, which is a lot of people in the community. We may not know that, but a lot of our neighbors and friends actually qualify for this program. Mm-hmm. And one of our main programs that we kicked off maybe about 2 years ago, which is our STEP program, is really for people that have high barrier of entry to the job field. And really they want to come in. It's a 6-week course. They really get a lot of training. The main one is emotional intelligence, because we want to teach them about how to stay in the job field. Because a lot of people, they go and get jobs, but they have a hard time staying in the job field. And we realized that once you actually take that time out to teach them emotional intelligence, the job acquisition skills, and the workplace skills, they really will step up to the plate and do better. Mm-hmm. And once they get that stable income, a lot of times they're able to qualify for more benefits or things like that, or even get out of our program, which is what we look for. Is we look for lifting families out of poverty. And so that is our main thing, is we actually like to, we don't just say it for fun, we actually do it at United Against Poverty. And so it's a great organization. I always encourage people to come out, really just come to our Lunch and Learn tour, come and see what we're actually doing. Looking around, like Eric, our CEO, always says is, I'm sorry, not our CEO, our executive director. What he always says is, when you come in, you'll at least probably see one person that you know.
Nice.
And it always throws people off.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a great organization.
Well, I love the fact that you're smiling when you're talking about it, because that means that it's something you're very, very passionate about. How did you get involved with them?
So I'm actually the special events coordinator with United Against Poverty. I actually have a background. I went to Rosen School of Hospitality.
Very nice.
And when I came out, I actually did the corporate world for a while. And I just realized that I actually wanted to do something that made a difference. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to find something where my passion met my purpose. And I realized that my passion was event planning.
Yeah.
And at United Against Poverty, it really allows you to fulfill that purpose every day. Of actually with the events that you plan, you're actually raising money, but the fundraising role, but you're raising money to really help people give back to the programs and really get them out of poverty. I mean, when you realize that what you're doing has a direct impact for someone in the community, I'm born and raised here in Orlando, so I have a love for Orlando.
Yeah.
And when you realize that something so small of just planning an event can really help put money back into the organization that will help at least, even if it's one family, get out of poverty, it's just a fulfilling job every day.
Is it usually a family of four for the most part, or is it just anybody can be helped?
It's anyone.
Okay.
One person. Like I always make a joke that most college students are income qualified. But so it could be
per
one person.
Ramen.
Exactly.
Ramen law.
Exactly. So we just we describe it by family of four.
Yeah.
But we've seen as large as families of 8, 6, 4, 2. It's anyone. So we okay. They actually just move. The basis just moves. So if it's 4, then it's a certain income. If it goes to 5 or 6, it just moves up. So
okay.
everyone that falls 200% below the poverty level does qualify for our program.
Now, if people wanted to check it out, you mentioned the luncheon. When does that usually occur?
So we do two approaches with our Lunch and Learns. I actually run the Lunch and Learn. So you can reach out to me at Imani@UnitedAgainstPoverty. Very simple. And what we do is we can either schedule one around your organization. So Guys with Ties actually has, I want to say they've actually come out before we actually got involved with them. I actually had a few people come out. And then recently they just came on our campus as well. And we just did a quick tour. So anytime that you're available, we will kind of schedule something around you.
Okay.
And we do also do one once a week. So okay. once a week, if you would just go on Eventbrite, you'll see, or on our website at uporlando.org, you will see a Lunch and Learn posted, and you can always just come out.
Oh, nice. So does it cost anything to come out?
No, it is free, and we always say it is not a fundraiser.
Okay. Awesome. Do you usually get volunteers, or are you usually in need of volunteers?
So, yes, volunteers are the biggest part of our organization. Mm-hmm. We cannot do what we do without volunteers. We maybe only have about 28 staff members.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really think about that, 28 staff members is not a lot for any organization. So last year, actually about 2 years ago, we had over 77,000 hours logged of volunteer hours.
Wow.
What that did is that saved us about $1.37 million of staff expense. So in a nonprofit organization, as you realize, as everyone really knows, is that the money that we bring in, we really have to allocate it to something. We do not waste money. Mm-hmm. Everything goes back into our program. It's the main goal. So when we have volunteers come out and they can spend their time, even if it's just our main volunteer shift is 8:30 to 12 p.m., and really those just 3 hours or so a day, it means the world to us. It is actually where we put our emphasis on our campus. Mm-hmm. It's not really in raising the money. It's in getting volunteers out in the organization and getting them involved and actually having them go out and spread the word about United Against Poverty and what we're doing there in the community.
That's awesome. Now, what's the youngest age to volunteer? Is it just regular, like 18?
So actually, that's where we differ. We actually do not have an age limit on our volunteers. So we do family volunteer night. That's the best way, I would say, if you have little ones to come in and kind of see and get introduced. So it's the second Friday of every month. And what we do is pretty much we start off with a pizza party, and then we break off into different projects. And that's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it is all age groups. So I've seen mothers that have their child in a little baby yawn.
Yeah, I'm about to borrow somebody's kid just to come.
Yeah, but you can also come with your group. Like I did it for my 25th birthday. I got a group of 20 of us together, and we came out and we just volunteered at family volunteer night.
That's fun.
So we do all age groups. If you do have, during regular hours, Monday mm-hmm. through Saturday, if it is someone who is, I want to say, younger than 16, they have to be accompanied by an adult.
Right.
And the same thing with family volunteer night. They do need to be accompanied by the adult. But any age is able to come out and volunteer.
That's so cool. So tell me how you got with Guys with Ties.
So Guys with Ties, actually, we got introduced by Nina Yan, which is our previous development director,
mm-hmm.
who she had worked and gone to the some of the events that Guys with Ties had. And she came to me, I want to say the end of last year maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey, there's this great organization. I'm not sure if you heard of them. And I had. And she was saying they put on events and, you know, it would be great to really partner with a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so she actually just asked me to meet with them a couple of times. And they talked and I started to just get involved. I just started working with them, doing our regular calls and just kind of working with them on the event. And it's great. It's great to be a part of such a good organization.
Nice. Well, so let's go ahead and talk about what you guys are partnering for, and it's called Jam Fest. Josh, do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I thought you'd never ask. The Jam Fest.
2 minutes.
No. I'm looking at familiar with your station and everything, and it's so funny because it says 80s, 90s, and today. That's pretty much our party. We have Spitfire, who is going to be gracing the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome local band here. And they're going to be doing everything from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Wow.
And up until, to today. So that's going to be the theme. And it's the battle of the decades. So we're really going to have folks to come out and have fun with it. And really dress from your favorite decade, really, if you want to. So we're just kind of putting that out there as a as a option, but I know I'm going to be wearing my favorite. I'll be wearing my favorite 80s or 90s attire. We'll leave that a surprise, but it will be a lot of fun.
He's gonna come dressed up as a part of NSYNC. Watch.
Yeah.
It did come up in a board meeting. If we're like, what group? Yeah,
we
groups.
We might
large?
Have something special. I think we got something.
Boy bands. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a performance.
Oh, that look at that. About. That would be so funny.
Yeah. Some of the guys were not so excited about that idea.
No? Imagine you guys try to do it, and all of a sudden, hey, guess who bought a ticket? Chris Kirkpatrick and Joey Fatone. Shouting them out to make sure that they show up too.
Yeah, guys, come on out. We want to see you out anyway. Yeah. We're going to have to hit you up.
They're locals. So, I mean, why not? So, so it's a themed party with all your decades. You can dress up, but you don't have to, right?
Right. Yeah, no, you don't have to, but we just thought, you know, it's just something to add fun to our...
Carry on.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to be a fun event, and we wanted to just add that element of it because we always know it's fun to just dress up, you know, Halloween and stuff like that, but this is going to be kind of like the precursor to, you know, that. So it starts at 8 o'clock on the 13th of this month, so we're about 2 weeks out.
Okay.
And so we really want to just push to get to the awareness out because it is for a great cause. If it's any incentive from 8 to 9:30. What is that? The
open bar complimentary select
drinks.
Yes!
Select
sponsors.
Drinks.
Susie knows.
Yes. So that's any incentives. Get there early because it will be, we'll be filling up quickly. So definitely want to encourage everyone to come out and have a great time with us.
Okay. So how much are tickets and where is it going to be held at this year?
Well, it's going to be at Celine downtown. Okay. Mm-hmm. And tickets, we are we still? They'll be 25.
Right, so now, advanced sales.
Yeah, advanced sales for 25.
And then at the door?
At the door.
35 at the door.
Yeah, 35 at the door. So get them early. Get them early so you can get that good pricing. And
right. Now, is there any VIP or sponsorships or anything like that available?
Yeah, there's an awesome opportunity for that as well. You can either reach out directly if that would be, or I could get you the information. Or
it'll probably be on Eventbrite, right?
Yeah, Facebook. .com/jamfest.
Okay.
Or Guys with Ties, actually. And then the link for that will be there. And you can actually just contact us directly. We have a great packet for sponsorship opportunities that we can pass along. And we would love to definitely encourage that as well. Do we have any tables available? Or
we still have some VIP tables available. The last few events, we've sold out of VIP the last few events we've done, which is awesome. Some of the venues only have 10 to 15 VIP tables. So come, first serve.
Yeah.
And how much is VIP? Is it too much? Like, is it a lot more than regular, or how is that?
I think it's the best deal we offer if you're coming with a group of four or more, because it's $300. It comes with a donated bottle of Tito's, which at a nightclub, a normal bottle is $300 alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this gets you in guaranteed seating so you can enjoy the live music show, free or included bottle of Tito's, and again, your access to the event. And that's all a donation that's going to go to United Against Poverty. Right.
Nice. Okay. So
so we want everyone to come out.
Themes
optional.
Farted completely.
Yeah, themes optional. And if you know Celine, the venue's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
and there's parking all around downtown. Yeah. So you're going to go out anyway. It's going to be a Saturday night.
Exactly.
You might as well spend money for a great cause. You can spend $50 anyway.
Right.
And Saturday. Come on.
Also, offices. Yeah. It's great. I have a few offices that I work closely with. They're going to just bring the team out after great Q1. Celebrate your Q1. It's spring. You know, go ahead and bring your family. It's really going to be a great time, and it's going for an awesome cause. We were just, like Imani was saying, we were just at the facilities, and really just, you got to go there to really see and feel the impact of what they're really doing in the community. It's really awesome.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
They do so much more than even what Imani said. They have so many partners, and there's so many other nonprofits that we've helped over the years that we didn't realize are intertwined with you. They actually provide a hub and a home for some of those nonprofits to work out of, because they are so interconnected with, again, working with individuals in a poverty situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's healthcare.
Right.
Sometimes it's food-based. Those charities that we've helped over the years actually have one or two representatives sometimes sharing office space there just to be so close to where the people are that need help, right? You want the people that need the help to be able to have a one-stop shop as much right. as they don't like to use
yeah,
that term.
Like say,
Eric
yeah.
the tour yeah. was like, we don't like it, but it's kind of true.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're a great organization.
Yeah. Have you been to any other parties?
So no, I actually have not been to any of the Gods with Ties parties. No, I know.
This is going to be your first one.
And I always go downtown too, and I yeah. always I went to UCF and everything, and I just never really did. But I'm excited to. I'm excited to really go to Jam Fest, and now really just get involved and pay attention to what else Guys with Ties has going on.
You're gonna see how fantastic it is because, like I said, people go out on Saturdays and the weekends all the time, and you're gonna have so much fun that you're gonna look at everybody and be like, "This is all going to where I work," mm-hmm. you know, and. Holy cow, people care.
Right.
But I mean, people care about having a good time, but now right. they're doing it to help others. And I'll tell you what, like, Guys with Ties, I've done stuff with them for years now, and they never disappoint. And they also are particular with who they partner with. So if they partner with you, you already know you guys are something special. So we're going to try to make it known even more. Okay.
Yes, we are very appreciative.
It's going to be a huge party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like you said, VIP tables usually sell out. But tell us about this 8 o'clock thing when you come early.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock is when doors, yeah. doors open at 8. And okay. then the key part of the ticket value, we used to do drink tickets at each event.
I remember.
Event.
Uh-huh.
But the open bar concept is a lot better. That way the people that want to have a couple of drinks during the first hour and a half, they can yeah. they can help themselves. Some people are mice. I'm a large guy. I can easily have three beers, and you know, that's the equivalent of one drink for somebody else, you know. But we want everyone to Uber, be responsible. We're always 21 and up.
Yes.
But it is an evening it's meant to be a good time. We do charity differently. We want people to come out and feel like they're at a night out. I mean, mm-hmm. we're an alternative. We want to be as fun as a normal night out,
yeah.
but at the end of the night, if you want to walk away realizing you did something good, you did.
Yeah.
But if you just want to come for the party, that's okay too. That's how I got involved. I didn't know I was going to a charity event. Found out it was a Guys with Ties event, and all my money went to charity that night. Blown away. Now I'm involved as the leader.
So. Exactly.
Yep.
Look at that. Josh, how did you get into it, Guys with Ties?
I just had heard about them throughout the community and been to a couple of the events, and Jeremy, who mm-hmm. Was the president before,
yep, president.
Who basically he is doing some other awesome stuff in the community. So he introduced me to the opportunity and met with Ryan and the rest of the guys, and it was just a great fit because I love what you talk about, Imani, your passion meets your purpose, because
right.
we pour so much into our day-to-day basis, you know, working, grinding and everything. And then this is something that we all said, hey, let's put that extra energy into giving back to the community. So it works perfectly with my purpose as well.
I've never met anybody that hasn't been happy to be a part of this guy group. Seriously, it's kind of amazing because they, you know, you have your friends in different circles, but you have like a brotherhood with you guys, and you guys just stick together and you're doing something for Orlando, for Central Florida. You guys are always doing something, and obviously it's great, or else I wouldn't
yeah,
have you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for supporting us.
And then
us.
another shameless plug, but if you are interested, we are always looking for ambassadors.
Oh,
we're
cool.
always looking for, you know, folks that share that same kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to.
And Susie is. I mean, yeah. More, I mean, she is by definition with all this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You came out to our ambassador social that we went out to a city soccer, Orlando City game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, I love it. I love supporting these guys, and I love supporting everything they do. And so I'm glad they partnered with you. And I think, I think you guys are going to see a whole new light in like event planning and partying. And this is not the end of what you guys are going to do together. I can promise you that much. So, again, the event is called Jam Fest. It's on April 13th. And early arrival is 8 o'clock, right? At
yeah,
Celine?
Yeah, doors open at 8.
And it's an hour or hour and a half open bar.
Hour and a half. So, until
9:30. So, that's like pre-game time. So,
right.
just come pre-game with us. You'll be good.
Yeah. And it's going to be great because, you know, people dress up anyway to do like bar crawls
yeah.
or this, that, or
yeah.
whatever. We always find a reason to.
Right.
So, what better reason than to dress up in your favorite decade? You have, what, 70s, 80s,
Any decade, really. They're going to play songs, the top songs that you'll hear from the live band will be 70s, 80s, 90s, and a few more modern today songs that they can cover.
Okay, great. I hope somebody shows up as Justin Bieber.
Right. I'm thinking overalls, maybe. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. 80s. Parachute pants.
Yeah.
That'll be incredible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so tickets are $25 right now, $35 the day of. How much are VIP tickets? $300 for four.
For four, and that includes a bottle of Tito's and your VIP table, so you have reserved seating and service.
And what time does it end, do we know?
We always just say till late. The live band is going to stay on through 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to get there, obviously, during that valued time to get the drinks.
Yeah.
But even when the live band ends, a local DJ is coming on combined with a sax player just to kind of keep the vibe of the evening.
Cool.
Kind of like
love
DJ, but still live music. And the sax guy is mobile. It's cool. He's going to walk around the venue and play remote.
Oh, sweet.
So he mixes it up right on the dance floor. Yeah. So when the live band leaves the stage, we're still going to have a little bit of a live performance through 2 a.m. So stay with us.
Perfect. All right. And where can they get tickets again?
Facebook.com/guyswithties.
Okay.
And they can find all of our information there. And if you do want VIP information, just shoot us a direct message and we'll make sure to get you that information.
Awesome. And Imani, if people cannot make it out to Jam Fest because of any pre-scheduled things, where can people go to either make donations or find out more about United Against Poverty?
Yeah. So you can actually go to Up Orlando, uporlando.org, and we actually have a donations tab right there. And we also have, too, another link to, if you want to buy tickets, is we actually have Jam Fest listed on the event page, and it directly links to that Eventbrite page as well.
Awesome.
That's probably the best way to go. We want to get you guys as much exposure as possible.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Up Orlando.
uporlando.org.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys, for coming in today. I appreciate it. I'm going to try to get this going and spread the word as much as I possibly can, put this up on the site and all that jazz, and we're going to sell out completely.
Let's do it.
Great.
Thank you.